Welcome to Sight City Podcast, the podcast for the world's largest exhibition for blind and visually impaired assistive technology. Recording of the exhibitor presentation 01012 from Wednesday, May 21st at 10 a.m. Topic, the power of AI to make the world more accessible. Speaker, Andy Bailey. Exhibitor, Be My Eyes.
Well, good morning, everybody. So there is an estimated 350 million people in the world who are blind or have low vision or significant sight loss. This corresponds to about 3 to 5% of the global population. And this number is expected to grow over the coming decades as the population ages. Now, a challenge for people that are blind or have low vision is that the world itself has been developed around them without necessarily with them in mind. And many services that sighted people take for granted, for example, from finding their way around product support, rely on certain visual cues. Take, for example, how you might troubleshoot a broken dishwasher or read the expiry date on your milk if you couldn't see. The implication is that blind and low vision people around the world have often been excluded. However, as many of my blind and low vision colleagues and friends testify, if you do happen to be blind, then there probably hasn't been a better time to be so, given the technology advances, including AI and some wearables that I'll be talking about later, which are really changing the way blind and low vision people are interacting with the world. I hope by the end, I'll be able to show you how we at Be My Eyes are rapidly improving lives for the blind and low vision community, and also how you could potentially help further. So my name's Andy Bailey. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer here at Be My Eyes, and I'd like to start by telling you a story today about how a man who once had a simple idea is now changing the world. How technology and AI and the power of human connections and kindness can be used for the greater good. That man was a gentleman called Hans-Jørgen Weiberg, a Danish furniture craftsman who lived on an island in Denmark. And in his 20s, he was diagnosed with something called retinitis pigmentosa, an eye disease that breaks down the cells in the retina slowly over time. It often starts with decreasing peripheral vision, and you start experiencing tunnel vision that slowly gets narrower and narrower until you can't see at all. 10 years ago, Hans needed help finding his keys in his house. He had a new smartphone at the time and called his daughter using FaceTime on it. And she was able to help him by having him walk around the house, pointing the camera around certain rooms. And Hans realized the potential of this at the time, and he tested it out by blindfolding himself, as he wasn't completely blind at that time. And he asked his daughter to help him perform different tasks, such as navigating around the house and helping him find the front door. When his daughter was able to help him place his hand on the front door handle, he realized at that point this was potentially groundbreaking. But he also understood the constraints. He didn't want to bother his daughter every single time he needed help. And he also knew that actually many blind and low vision people in the world may not actually have someone to call. But being a natural entrepreneur, he asked himself the question, what if I can crowdsource volunteers to help out? So he entered a startup competition in Denmark, managed to secure a bit of funding, and together with a few developers, they built the first version of Be My Eyes, which was launched in the Apple Store in 2015. But just within a week or two, tens of thousands of blind users and volunteers had downloaded the app. Hans had stumbled upon something revolutionary that would, frankly, it would change the lives of many people around the world. Fast forward to today, 10 years on, and Be My Eyes now has over 825,000 users, blind and low vision users, in more than 180 countries around the world and speaking 150 or more languages. Every month, we get an additional 16,000 people who are blind or have low vision download the app, which means that actually we're on track now to reach just over 1 million users early next year. The app itself is free to use and will remain free to use forever, as Hans, and in fact the rest of the team here at Be My Eyes, is adamant about not adding more barriers to the blind and low vision people around the world. We also have an incredible 8.5 million volunteers in almost every country in the world ready to help, which means actually that we at Be My Eyes have the second largest volunteer community on the planet, second only after the Red Cross. All of this has been achieved with little marketing, just worth it word of mouth. And I believe this is a testament to a couple of things, actually. First of all, the power of the app itself. It really provides help to people who are blind or have low vision at the moment. And it also captures the power of human kindness that so many people are willing to give just a little bit of their time during the day to help someone else out that they don't even know. So how does it all work? Well, the app itself is super simple. Once you've downloaded it, you'll be able to connect to one of those volunteers with just one click. By pressing the screen's big blue button, Be My Eyes automatically initiates a search that will reach out to up to 20 volunteers at the same time. And the first one that answers will get a one-way video, two-way audio call initiated. The volunteer will see through the camera lens of the end user's phone and literally become the eyes of that user and be able to help with whatever the issue is. Now, use cases are as varied as the number of people in the world, frankly, but it includes things like picking the right colored jumper in the morning, or identifying the settings on a washing machine, or reading a menu, and yes, even finding your keys. But on average, a call lasts probably 2, 3, or 4 minutes and is completely anonymous. So then a couple of years ago, we took another leap, actually. We recognized the upcoming power of AI and how it could potentially further help the community provide even more independence. Many people are sometimes a bit reluctant to speak to a live human being for one reason or another. Perhaps it's because they don't want to bother other people with a simple question, maybe. Or sometimes it's because the question itself they feel might be a bit sensitive or even feel a bit embarrassing. So we partnered up with OpenAI, actually, to explore how we could use their, actually at the time, nascent image-to-text models to provide a completely new experience to the blind community. And with a massive army of our own blind users, we tested and fine-tuned that experience, and we launched what is today called Be My AI in 2023. And it's just as simple to use as the call a volunteer function. You navigate to the Be My AI tab on the app, which opens up the camera once again, and with one click, you can take a photo and get it described back to you in astonishing detail. Now, today, our users are making more than 100,000 of those types of requests a day, and it keeps growing. And what's really interesting about all this is at the same time, the number of volunteer calls have been going up as well. And what we can notice is that there are certain situations where the user would prefer an AI description without any human intervention. And then there are situations when they would rather talk to another human. But what I love about this solution is it really showcases how AI can be used for the good. There's been lots of horror stories about how AI can upend and be terrible for the world, but this is a real-life application of AI that has the potential to make life better for literally hundreds of millions of people. If you haven't tried this out yet and you'd like to experience it, do come along if you're at Sight City this year. Come along to our booth here. We're on the second floor at booth number 36. So then there's another challenge actually for blind and low vision people. It's what, you know, some might have a cane in one hand or a guide dog in another. And now we're asking them, you know, with Be My Eyes to have a phone in their third hand. This is obviously a problem. It means that both of your hands are busy, which reduces your ability to interact with the world and even complete simple tasks if it requires a fourth hand, like opening a door. So it also can make people a little bit more vulnerable when out on the street. And sadly, we've heard of cases of phones, smartphones being snatched from blind people, which is truly awful when they're out and about. So, for a long time, one of the dreams we've had is to have a wearable device that does the same as your phone, but without having to use your hands. Over the years, there have been many attempts to create wearable devices, but most of them have suffered with several issues. Either the design makes you look like a bit of a cyborg, which means you stand out even more when moving around, or the price point has frankly been at a level which makes it completely unaffordable for most people. But Meta's collaboration with Ray-Ban changed all that and has resulted in a life-changing technology for many that's already having a dramatic impact in the blind and low vision community at a price point that's very affordable. Now, Be My Eyes started working with Meta just over a year ago. And at the end of last year, Be My Eyes was the first accessibility app directly integrated with the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. So now, with a simple voice command of, "Hey Meta, call a volunteer with Be My Eyes," a user can connect to a volunteer who will be able to see what you're seeing through the glasses camera. You can also ask the built-in AI agents to describe your surroundings or read a piece of text that's in front of you, all without using your hands. Now, just for a moment, think of real-life applications of this. If you have both hands free, you'll gain even more independence. It makes it easier to move about, explore things, and so on. But it can also open up things like new job opportunities that require the use of two hands. And we believe technologies like Meta and Be My Eyes can really drive a change in the levels of employment of blind people. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the unemployment rate across Europe for blind and low vision people is a staggering 70%. 70%. That's unacceptable. But we believe technology like Be My Eyes and Meta's Ray-Bans can change this. What I'd like to do is show you a short video now of somebody actually using the Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
I have a very strong sense of identity in my blindness. One of the misconceptions that people have about blind people is that we don't care about how we look or the way we present ourselves to the world. The Ray-Ban Meta glasses allows me to still look fashionable and be able to do the task that I need done as a blind person.
Hey Meta, call a volunteer with Be My Eyes.
Calling a volunteer.
Hey there, how can I help?
Hi, I just got a new record player and I wanted to see if you could help me figure out which of these buttons turns it on.
Absolutely, I think it's the one on the bottom. Try that.
This one here?
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect, thank you.
Being able to connect with a human through the Be My Eyes call feature makes a world of difference.
How can I help?
Hi, I'm going to a salsa night later today.
I'm able to ask follow-up questions and get more detailed information.
Try the next one. found it.
The benefits to using Be My Eyes through the glasses is being able to be hands-free. As somebody that uses a cane, I love being independent. That makes a huge difference.
I was wondering if you could just give me a spot check to see if I missed anything.
Yes, I'm taking a look. You look amazing. It looks perfect.
Oh, thank you so much. Woo!
I'm already like a very active, extroverted person, and I feel like the glasses help me be able to be that even more. I think the Ray-Ban Meta glasses will make a huge difference in people being able to use the tools that they need to live the lives that they want to live.
So, to summarize, Be My Eyes now has over 825,000 people around the world using our technology, whether it's calling one of our over 8 million volunteers or chatting to one of our AI agents to describe and interpret what's in front of their phone camera. And over 100,000 volunteer calls a month, and now over 3.5 million AI chat sessions a month, all in different languages. But importantly, we provide all of this for free, totally free for the blind user. But how do we manage to do that? Well, we can do that because we have what we call a smart business model, where we sell our technology, where we actually sell our technology to businesses and government organizations who want or need to provide much more accessible services to their customers or their citizens. So selling our technology to those organizations has a threefold effect. First of all, of course, it brings us money into the organization so we can continue to provide our end user services for free. But it also extends the reach of impact, if you like, of our sort of technology to even more blind and low vision people. And importantly, it also elevates the importance of accessibility way up the boardroom agenda, which is a win-win for everyone. So what is it that we provide these organizations in terms of selling to them? Well, it fits into two categories, really. First of those is an area that we call customer accessibility management. And we intend to be the foremost provider of technologies in that market. But what do we mean by customer accessibility management, or CAM? Well, it's everything that can provide greater accessibility to an organization's products or services on behalf of their customers. So it might be an accessible customer support or help desk. It might be accessible services or product use advice, or it might be recipe suggestions, all delivered in an accessible manner. As an example, just think for a moment how important sight might be when you contact a customer service representative because you've got something wrong with your product. How would you describe the problem or issue if you can't see it? You know, with your Wi-Fi router, for example, or your washing machine is not working. How would you be able to describe that to that service representative without being able to see it? This is the reality for many blind and low vision customers. So imagine the power if the customer service representative could see your product in real time and diagnose what the problem was straight away. So that's what we do. First one out of the box when we started selling this technology was Microsoft back in 2017. At that time, before they used our sort of technology, it took them typically 20 minutes to resolve an issue from one of their blind and low vision customers. When we introduced our one-way video customer support platform, the resolution time halved down to 10 minutes. And of course, the customer satisfaction scores shot up as well. A little bit more than a year ago, we then introduced Be My AI as the first step in any service call, with the option to escalate to a live agent at any point. Now we're realizing up to 80% of cases can be resolved just by Be My AI without any human intervention at all. And the resolution times dropped even further, down to 5 minutes. So that means that those resolution times have gone from 20 minutes to 5 minutes, 75% reduction in call handle times. And the customer satisfaction scores similarly have skyrocketed. Now, what this means is that blind and low vision customers are getting a better service, of course, but also Microsoft are reducing costs. And of course, Be My Eyes gets paid for it, so we can continue delivering that free solution to the blind and low vision users everywhere. This is truly a win-win solution for everyone. I'd like to show you another video now. This time, it's Hilton Hotels, who also use Be My Eyes to engage with their blind and low vision guests.
This video contains audio descriptions for audiences who are blind or have low vision. At a city park, a man pushes his daughter on a swing, then walks down a sidewalk using a white cane.
There's a lot of aspects of blindness that will impact travel. It's a contact sport. My name is Peter Tusick. I'm a Chicago native, a father, a frequent traveler, and I am totally blind.
Peter sits in his living room, reading with his daughter on their couch. Then he folds clothes and packs them neatly into a suitcase.
Prior to the pandemic, I was doing about 42 weeks a year on the road. Certainly, it's a weekly sort of event for me to leave the house and go on a multi-day trip.
He carries his suitcase out the front door, and his family waves goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, you want a kiss? Blindness impacts my confidence level as I travel, I think is first and foremost. Right away, there's this intimidation factor of any new place. Yes, I have the ability to problem solve. I have done it successfully for many years, but that doesn't mean that I don't have reservations about travel. It's scary.
Outside the Wit, a Hilton hotel in downtown Chicago, Peter speaks on his phone.
So I've just got to the Wit, but I'm looking to find the entrance, and I'm trying to see if you could help me navigate to it. True independence is not being afraid to ask for assistance when and where assistance is needed. And I find myself doing a lot of that on the road.
He enters the hotel's revolving door.
The Be My Eyes app links a large network of sighted volunteers with blind or visually impaired people who need assistance.
Peter uses Be My Eyes for a one-way video call with a Hilton customer care agent to locate the front desk.
Once I'm in that building, immediately being able to identify where that front desk is saves me boatloads of time. Be My Eyes is able to provide me with the ability to locate that front desk.
Thank you for being a Diamond member. Your loyalty means everything to us.
If you could just go to the right a little bit, you'll be able to access the elevators.
Okay. The partnership is a phenomenal agreement that allows for any Be My Eyes app user to be able to call a dedicated Hilton representative with assistance while at a Hilton property.
In a hotel hallway, Peter aims his phone's camera at a sign displaying room numbers. He enters his room with a digital key, then opens Be My Eyes.
My first course of action is to locate two things.
Hello, it's Gina for Hilton. How can I help you?
You are standing right in front of the closet to your right.
Good stuff. Where is the closet and where is the desk? And again, a desk or a bed, those things are easily found by almost any blind person. However, I have been in rooms where I found the desk, but I cannot for the life of me find the outlets.
Down here.
To the right a little bit. Yep. Before, yep.
I'm able to bring up somebody who is familiar with Hilton. It is so nice to have a dedicated support line to be able to have an agent assist me.
In the bathroom, I did find some mounted shampoo and conditioner, but I'm not sure which is which.
On the far right is gonna be your body wash.
Peter finds the room's outlets, uses the coffee machine, and identifies the bathroom's amenities. He locates towels under the sink, then adjusts the thermostat, and hangs his jacket in the closet.
Over the years, I've found myself in scenarios where I really want to adjust the temperature in the room. In my mind, it's just not worth it, and I deal with it, it's fine. But I don't want to inconvenience the person at the front desk to help me
go and find the gym or to help me use the vending machine. And so sometimes I'll just stay hungry, stay unfit. You have this dedicated channel and this resource to not feel that way. Are these my brown shoes?
Those are your black shoes.
Thanks, Gina.
At the Wits rooftop bar, he uses the Be My Eyes AI technology to order from the cocktail menu. Then a Hilton team member brings his drink.
Hilton has taken the time not only to understand the needs of people staying at their properties with disabilities, but also that they want and they're embracing the participation of those people in their business.
In the hotel lobby, Peter holds his phone to his ear and smiles as he talks to a Hilton agent. Hilton, for the stay.
So that's a great example of a big brand like Hilton really reconnecting with their customers through customer accessibility management. So I mentioned that there were two things that we generally sell to our customers. The first is that customer accessibility management. The second is what we call workplace accessibility management. As I mentioned earlier, there's around 70% of blind and low vision people who are currently unemployed across Europe. It's simply unacceptable in our opinion, and we wanted to do something about it. And it's the reason that we started to develop what we call the Be My Eyes workplace. It's an accessibility layer that sits on your computer desktop, and it works with other applications on your desktop, helping you navigate them perhaps, interpret files such as PDFs, or perhaps call a trusted employee for some more specific assistance, and all while giving the sort of enterprise-grade security and controls that any IT system within an enterprise needs to be able to do. This is a brand new product from Be My Eyes. It hasn't actually even been launched yet. But what we'd love to do, if you are here at Sight City, is to give you a sneak peek of an early version of the product that will be launched later on this year. But yeah, come to our booth and you can have a sneak peek of this brand new technology. So to sum up, Be My Eyes is a company on a bit of a mission, frankly, to provide advanced technology to the world's population of blind and low vision people that really breaks down the accessibility barriers, whether they're at home, they're at work, or at play. And we want to do so by using the most advanced technology, but also by tapping into the power of human connection. Thank you. Okay, so I mentioned a few times, we're here at Sight City this year on level 236. Come to our booth. You'll also have the opportunity to win a pair of Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses if you come to our booth and fill in the simple form that that we have there. But I'm going to move now to the second phase of this presentation, which isn't a presentation at all, actually. I'm actually going to stop sharing my slides. And hopefully, with a little bit of jiggery-pokery, change to, hopefully, a video. Let's see if this works. Where we are going to have a little bit of a fireside chat with Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, our founder, and Jesper Knuttel, our chief commercial officer. Sorry about that, Jesper. I'm terrible at that. I'm hoping you guys can see. For some reason, I can't see on my screen, but I'm hoping that you can see both Jesper and Hans on the... maybe if I stop sharing one particular multiple... No, hopefully you can see anyway. If you can't, you'll certainly be able to hear them, but you'll need to speak up, guys.
Yeah. I've set up that for you anyway.
So, So I'd like to introduce you to these two people, our founder, Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, and our chief commercial officer, Jesper Mutter. I'm going to turn to you first, Hans. We've heard a little bit about how Be My Eyes started when you were a furniture maker, but I imagine things are a bit busy now with Be My Eyes. Do you still have time to make the odd bit of furniture?
Actually, I do. And what I do is I work together with my wife in her business. And this morning she called me and said that I have two new chairs that I need to get back and do. So, and it's a perfect combination, because what I do in the Be My Eyes, I am answering tickets or emails from our volunteers and our users, which I'm super, super excited about. But the combination of answering emails and then do some furniture is absolutely perfect. But I have had to cut down on the furniture quite a bit. So
so you're still connected with the company by the sounds of it. You're still very much involved.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
In a very real sense, you're at the coalface, understanding what issues blind and low vision people are using the product for, hence they're connecting, you know, via support. Did you say support tickets and things like that?
And also people send in ideas to how to improve Be My Eyes, and then I bring that to our developer team in Copenhagen, and we have some wonderful conversations about. So that's it's totally amazing to be in my place. So absolutely.
I would imagine when you started Be My Eyes, did you ever imagine how big it would become?
Well, yes and no. Coming from Denmark with 6 million people, and then as you mentioned, now we have more than 8 million volunteers signed up. It's kind of mind-blowing. But coming from a small country, you know that you have to be global from day one, because it doesn't make any sense to make anything for the blind people in Denmark if you make an app, because there is simply too few people there. So we had to think globally from the beginning. And of course, it is really strange to have that many volunteers and also more than 800,000 blind and low vision people signed up all over the world. But that's what we hope for. But hope is one thing, to see it is quite different. And it is kind of,
No, but it's great that even in those early days when you first started, you had that global perspective and global vision to make this something big. Awesome.
But we simply had to.
Turning to you, Jesper, you're the chief commercial officer. What does that mean? What does that involve? And when did you join the Be My Eyes team?
Well, what it means is I'm basically responsible for all our go-to-market activities, whether it's partnering with, you know, different organizations like blindness organizations or working with corporate partners like Hilton, Microsoft, etc. And I'm also responsible on working with our different sales team across the globe. We're mainly focusing on the US and Europe at the moment. And I joined Hans and the team about a little bit more than a year ago right now. And coming from almost 20 years in global ed tech, and it's been a fantastic journey. And working with Hans and the team that are so entrepreneurial and doing something such a great thing for humanity, but also being at the forefront of AI, it's just amazing.
Yeah. So what sort of companies do you talk to, you know, on a daily basis? What sort of companies are you selling to, and what sort of industries are most interested in this?
Well, you already presented a few, like we were talking to, you know, we're working with Hilton and Microsoft, but our first product was really about how can we provide better customer support for the blind and low vision users. So that means every company that has a large customer base. You heard some stats before that 3 to 5% of the population are blind or have low vision that they require additional support. So any consumer business that sells to customers. So for example, it could be retail, hospitality, travel, consumer electronics, telco, any one of those. But right now we're also working on, as you mentioned, the workplace product, which means that any company that are employing people with that are blind or have low vision becomes an interesting company for us.
And so, but what are the buying factors. Why do these companies buy from Be My Eyes? What sort of problems are they trying to solve?
I mean, the problems are very varied, right? So for, I mean, one of my favorite examples is, you know, if you're blind, your internet goes down. Have you ever called customer support? What is the first thing they're going to ask you?
What lights are on?
What lights are on, right? Yeah, exactly. That's not very accessible, right? So that's a very typical example that, you know, instead of having to send an engineer out to fix that problem, if you can just put the eyes of the customer service representative on that problem, it can be solved immediately. You don't have to wait 24 to 48 hours for someone to come out and fix it, right? Or you're trying to, you know, you're in a hotel room and you're trying to fix the thermostat, which often are not super accessible. You know, those simple things that just a extra pair of eyes can solve in just a few seconds is really where we, you know, where we add value. And if you think about it from the brand's perspective, this makes them stand out. You know, it may, you know, and brands that are really catering to, you know, the different minorities and communities like the low and blind and low vision community, they create that loyalty.
And also, when you do something good for a blind person, that blind person has family, so the brands are also kind of marketing to the whole.
It's amplified further than just exactly, the blind person. Yeah. It becomes a much bigger thing for the brand as a whole.
Yeah, and I think we already see that with, for example, with Hilton, that they started to get more bookings from the blind and low vision community and their friends and family since they announced this partnership with us.
So
there's a real, you know, business benefit. It's not just about doing good and doing the right things. It also adds business value to the company.
So there's lots of positive reasons to do it. Not least, it as you say, it seems to impact the brand for in a positive way. Are there any, that's a carrot, if you like. Are there any sticks out there? I know here in Europe, for example, I think it's next month that it starts to become law across the EU, the European Accessibility Act. Is there regulation that requires companies to do this?
Well, as you know, the European Accessibility Act that's coming into force end of June, requires every company that provides digital services and products to provide accessibility support and to make them fully accessible. That also includes things like post-sales support. So things like being able to troubleshoot your device after you bought it is part of that. So yes, you know, the European Accessibility Act is actually driving this forward, and it's going to help, because companies right now have been investing a lot in making the websites more accessible, and that's great, but it doesn't end there. You know, you have to follow the full life cycle of that, of your customer.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, so Hans, back to you. We've talked a little bit about AI, and Be My Eyes was very much an early adopter of AI technology, and I think it's still seen as a leader in it. What's next for AI, do you think? What's next for AI and accessibility?
Well, the thing that everybody is talking about is having a live description of the video. And I think that will come. It seems to be not super easy to do in a way that we can also pay for. So what I'm focused on right now is voice interaction, because we have seen that a number of people download the Be My Eyes app, but they don't really use it. And I think we all know someone who is like, say, 75 years old, and maybe have a low vision, not super into technology. And we believe that we can make Be My Eyes more accessible, even though we believe it's pretty easy to use. But you do need to interact with your phone. But if we can make it voice-driven, we believe we can open up Be My Eyes to a number of people who are not tech-savvy or maybe totally new to smartphones and so on. So, and I'm very excited about how we can help that group of people who really need Be My Eyes, because A lot of those people live alone and really need a pair of eyes once in a while. But and if we can make the technology even more accessible, that's what drives me in these days. So yeah.
So extending it to even more people that may not be, you know, as naturally comfortable with technology.
Exactly. Yeah,
on that subject, actually, I noticed you're wearing a pair of Ray-Ban Meta glasses now. And I noticed just in the last few days that Meta have opened up access to the Ray-Ban Meta glasses in India, which we all know is one of the countries with, sadly, the most blind and low vision people in the world.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of along the same lines as what you're talking about, extending that technology out to people that don't necessarily have a natural access to it. But it, you know, seems to be happening in places like India now.
Yeah, and the thing that I really like is I know that $300 is also a lot of money,
yeah.
But it is significantly cheaper than other solutions that we have seen.
Yeah,
and the amazing part is that these glasses are not at all made for blind people. They are made for smart young people who want to do short videos that they can post on them. But you would think they were made for blind people because you can say, look and describe, and then the glasses take a picture and you get a description.
Yeah.
And so by having it a somewhat affordable price point, we can support a lot of people that we couldn't before. So I'm very excited about that.
Awesome. So it sounds like still a way to go, but it sounds like a very exciting future. Jesper, back to you. Can you give us a couple of examples of how businesses, I mean, we saw some during my presentation, but how some other businesses are using Be My Eyes, for example, other blindness organizations, maybe not just commercial organizations, but blindness organizations or governments and so on.
Absolutely. You saw a few examples from Hilton, and you talked a little bit about Microsoft. But we also started working with a lot of blindness organizations. So, for example, we work with a national blindness organization in Hungary. We're working with the guide dogs in Lyon, France, and to provide different support services for their members. So these are more localized solutions, and they're providing that support through the Be My Eyes app to their members in their local language with people and support staff that are trained, but also understand the local language and the local environment. So that's something we're doing there. So that's super exciting. The other thing is we started talking to quite a few governments at the moment, and Andy pointed out something before that the unemployment rate in Europe is 70%.
Mm.
70%, right? We did some calculations back in the UK where I live, and if we were to able to change that unemployment rate from 70 down to 68%, just a 2% difference, it would have a £500 million impact on the UK economy. That's just moving it 2 percentage points. That's, and if you think about that, you know, if we extrapolate that all over Europe, we're talking billions and billions of pounds of an economic
or
benefit. Or euros, of course. Sorry, we are in Europe, in the eurozone, and that's where it's so exciting what we're doing right now with this workplace product, because it really is about how can we provide tools that makes it easier for companies to employ more blind and low vision people. And they want to work. There's a lot of people looking for work, but a lot of the workplaces are not super accessible. And a lot of the softwares today that companies are using are all legacy software that might not be that easy to navigate. So this is an amazing opportunity. And we're looking forward to see where we can take this.
So let's just finish off with a couple of final thoughts. Back to you, Hans. So it's Be My Eyes' 10th birthday this year, I believe. It was launched in 2015. So we've had 10 years already. If you were to look forward into the next 10 years, how would you see Be My Eyes in the next 10 years?
Oh, that's an easy question. Well, in 2033, we will be launching. No, I have no idea. But it's absolutely amazing to be part of this. You also said that if you are going to be blind, these years may be the right time to do it. And I strongly believe that AI will help. As I mentioned before, if we can just talk to our devices, not only the smartphone, but if we can talk to our computers, it will be a lot easier for a lot more people, elderly people mainly, to interact with technology and be part of the communication and so on. And Be My Eyes will absolutely play a role in that. We have just launched a shopping solution in the US and Australia and Canada, I believe, UK as well. So if we can bring more blindness tailored solution into the Be My Eyes platform and make Be My Eyes kind of a one stop shop, where you can do a lot of things, that's what I hope for, and I would really want to partner with a lot of blindness organizations all over the world. My dream is that we can have a platform where we as blind people can teach each other the tricks you need, because in Denmark and Germany and UK, we have O&M trainers and mobility instructors and whatnot. But in a lot of countries, you don't have that. But we have a lot of blind people who know the tricks and who can teach other blind people those things. So I hope we can turn Be My Eyes within the next 10 years into a platform where you can get education from other blind people. That's kind of what I dream about, but it's going to be super exciting.
That sounds, as you say, super exciting. a one-stop shop platform for accessibility, that just sounds mind-blowing. I look forward to being part of that journey over the next 10 years. And then finally to you, Jesper, some final words. If I were a business looking to take accessibility a bit more seriously than my business has up until today, where should I start, and can Be My Eyes help me?
Absolutely. So the most important thing is to get started on the journey. You're not going to solve every problem from day one. And looking at where some easy wins are, for example, what we're doing with our visual customer support solution is a it doesn't require a lot of integration. It doesn't require a lot of build on your side. It's something that's easy to implement and get started quickly. So that's one way of showing your intent and showing that you are working on providing better access for your blind and low vision community. So absolutely, we can help there. But I think the most important thing is get started.
Yeah, that makes sense. Listen, Hans, Jesper, thank you so much for your time. It's been awesome talking to you. Some very, empowering vision from you, Hans, in particular. I will just say, please don't stop coming up with ideas that change the world. Just keep doing that, Hans.
That's kind of my nature.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for attending. If you have any further questions about the company, please contact Be My Eyes directly. You can reach the company by email at info@bemaeyes.com. Head over to www.sightcity.net for everything you need to know about the exhibition and what's coming up. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok, or just drop us a line on WhatsApp for all the latest updates. Got questions or ideas? Shoot us an email at info@sightcity.net or get in touch through our website. Please share this episode around and make sure you don't miss what's coming up next. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.